Brian and Justin. Mornings
on Q 101.
We're talking about the Alex Murdaugh trial and how they're auctioning off a lot of the family's items to get money to the victims and for legal fees and all that. It's Brian and Justin on Q101. But there's a lot of other high-end items out there you may not be aware of. The murderabilia, like Jeffrey Dahmer's stuff. You can get Jeffrey Dahmer's urn for $250,000. That's a bargain price right there.
What a waste of money. Now, are the ashes in the urn?
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's so creepy.
There's remnants of the ashes that are in there because he died in prison. They cremated and put him in the urn. I don't know how somebody got that to sell it.
I think the person who spends $250,000 on Jeffrey Dahmer's urn should go to prison. That person shouldn't be allowed to walk this earth.
I mean, I just feel like the money's not really going to go to the victims anyway. It's going to go to the person that had it, you know, in that way. And they say, oh, pass it on.
Something sus about somebody who wants that urn.
Yeah. Well, is there more sus that than finding Jeffrey Dahmer's high school project for $5,000? You can buy that.
What? Again, why would anybody want any of these things?
I guess.
This is horrible.
There's a lot of weird people out there that will display this. And you come over to their house. You want a beer? Sure. Watch the game. Yeah. Hey. I got Jeffrey Dahmer's urn. You want to come see it in the bedroom?
Well, yeah. I'm not going to go to your bedroom, though. I've seen the documentary.
You're not going to keep it in the bedroom?
I know what happens in Jeffrey Dahmer's bedroom. Want to watch a movie? What are these stains on this mattress?
Yeah, where do you keep this stuff?
Were you eating barbecue in bed?
Fascinating amount of murderabilia out there that you can buy. None of it's cheap. It's not like nothing for $50. It's kind of brutal.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I think it is. It's Brian and Justin on Q101.
Brian and Justin, mornings
on Q101.
Brian and Justin on Q101. You know, we can get fired for saying something on the air. It could happen here with Brian and Justin. Hasn't happened yet. We're all good, as far as I know.
I've gotten close. I've gotten close a few times.
You're supposed to dance on the line, as they say.
Case gives the hard shake of the head, yes. Thank you, Case the producer.
This poor newswoman got fired for saying this during the newscast.
I'm up with.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Before we know it, she'd have a Snoop Dogg tattoo on her shoulder.
A shizzle, my nizzle.
Julie, what do you think about that?
She's just, huh, looks like I'm moving up. She's like, huh, that sounds like a promotion.
Brian and Justin, mornings
on Q101.
What are you allergic to, and what happens when you eat, smell, get around, or touch that thing? It's Brian and Justin on Q101. Everybody's got one, and you have to avoid it the rest of your life. Like, for me to avoid aspirin is stupid. But I'm afraid, I don't even know if anything's ever happened. But at one point they said, when I was a baby, you're allergic to aspirin, so you can't take it. So I kind of want to take it.
Why don't we mess around and find out this Friday? You take an aspirin, I'll eat some clams.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
Done. 8 o'clock Friday, Brian and Justin here on Q101. We'll do that. But what goes on with you guys? Because it does seem like more and more people are just allergic to peanuts. Every kid, there's just crazy allergies where all of a sudden they have to go to the hospital and they can even die.
Yeah, not only that, a lot of people are allergic to gluten.
Yeah.
Like, more and more food allergies are coming out, and it's really tough when you go to a restaurant to find out what you can have and what you can't have.
Yeah, and that's where this Chicago mom came in handy and created an app to figure it out. This is from ABC7.
Navigating food allergies in your home is a challenge, but finding safe foods when you eat out, well, that can be a straight-up odyssey. One Chicago-based mom has developed an app to make the process easier for all. Susie Holtquist is the creator of the Spoken Food Allergy app. She joins us live with how it works. Susie, welcome. It's great to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you for having me.
So what inspired you to create the app, and how do you use it?
It was actually Girl Scout cookies. And funny enough, in my former life, I was on Wall Street, and my beloved assistant asked me to buy Girl Scout cookies. And I was trying to figure out if they were safe for my oldest daughter. I have three daughters. Only one has food allergies, but we don't bring anything in our house that isn't safe for her.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, again, you're figuring out, like, your kid can eat something and then they can die.
Well, it's so tough. So when you're looking in the back of a box or whatever you're buying to look at the ingredients to see if there's anything that you're allergic to or maybe your kids are allergic to, there's a lot of ingredients to read, and sometimes they use big words that you don't really know what they mean. So instead of having to Google every single word that's on the back of a box, this is really cool. You just use the app for it, and it lets you know what allergies are inside of each product.
Yeah, and just so you know, it's called Spoken, S-P-O-K-I-N, made locally here by a Chicago mom who figured it out for her daughters to help out that situation.
Okay, so I understand that allergies are not funny. right?
Right.
But sometimes the side effects of allergies are hilarious.
Yeah.
For instance, when I eat clams, my whole face just swells up shut. My eyeballs literally look like Pete Davidson's.
Oh, God.
Little balloons.
It gets all red, I bet, too. Like a tomato red. How red does your face get?
Dude, it doesn't get red. It turns purple.
Ugh.
I blow up. If you think my head is big now, feed me a clam and see what happens.
For on and find out. Yeah, so when I have this penicillin allergy, I get spots all over my body, from my toes to the top of my head. These big red zits that are like just all over my body, and it takes a month or two for them to go away.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible.
Isn't it weird that we're both allergic to penicillin, which is a cure?
Yeah.
It's a medication to make us better.
That's a bunch of BS. I know. Like, why did that happen to me? Why me?
Oh, poor you.
Right. But you guys check in. Like, what happens to you guys when, you know, you're something you're allergic to? What are you allergic to? And then what happens when you eat it, smell it, touch it, whatever? Because everybody's got these wild ones.
Now, crew member Chrissy, I need you to call the show. You sent us an awesome text, but I have to know more about this. She writes, my daughter is allergic to water and her own sweat.
What?
How does she live? Summer's right around the corner.
Water?
And her own sweat.
Oh my gosh! I do have to hear how she gets through the day.
Is she a bubble girl?
Yeah, but even still, you're in your own sweat. You have to drink water at some point. Coke Zeros won't keep you alive forever.
Allergic to water. My little brother's allergic to snow.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. That's kind of water too.
Yeah. Okay, Mister. I'm allergic to
aspirin. Yeah. Well, what happens when he touches snow?
Same thing that happens when you touch penicillin. His whole body breaks out.
His red dots. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he turns into Woogie from Something About Mary.
I just got a picture of your brother Josh looking like that. All right, 312-591-8300. What are you allergic to? And what happens when you eat, drink, touch, get near, smell, anything when you're near that thing? It's Brian and Justin on Q101, 312-591-8300.
Brian and Justin, morning.
On Q101.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
We're talking about the Chicago mom that's trying to save lives. Brian and Justin on Q101. She created this app called Spokin, S-P-O-K-I-N, that helps a food allergy community get together when you go out to restaurants. The app helps track 78 different allergens in food, so you can kind of put the food in you're going to eat, and it can tell you, oh, don't eat this one because it's got this in it.
Yeah, there's some waiters and waitresses that I trust with my whole life, and there's others, like myself, that I don't trust. And that's why you need an app like this.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome that it was locally made, too, so you should download it. But we're asking you, what are you allergic to, and what happens? And Chrissy sent a text, and we had to hear more about Oak Forest Chrissy checking in, that her daughter's allergic to water.
And her own sweat.
Oh, my gosh, Chrissy. Ahoy. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Okay, so explain how this works and how she avoids it to stay alive.
It's actually a very rare allergy called aquagenic urticaria. A lot of doctors themselves don't even know about it. But she actually when she turned 13, she would go into the water or she would take a shower and she would come out with big welts that would look like she had gotten beat up.
Wow.
Yeah, it was at first we were thinking it was soap. We were thinking it was clothes or different soaps for the laundry, but nothing would get better. So we took her to the doctor And it turned out that it's this very rare allergy. And actually, she has a very mild case of it. Some people who have it, their skin turns blister red.
Oh. Can she drink water?
She can drink water as long as it doesn't touch her body.
What?
She's fine.
She has to waterfall everything she drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
As long as it doesn't touch the skin. But they put her on two different types of allergy medications, and it has gotten a lot better. The welts don't look as bad, but every single time she would come out of the water, it didn't matter if we were in the ocean, a shower, bathtub, swimming pool, she would come out with welts. She would look like she had just gotten beat up.
Okay, so what if it rains?
Same thing. It's actually the sodium chloride in the water that she's allergic to.
Whoa. So jeez, how does she
also
bathe?
Also in some vaccines as well. She has to bathe with water. She just comes out with welts all over.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Poor girl.
Now, do the doctors say that someday this will go away, or is she stuck with this for the rest of her life?
For the rest of her life. And it doesn't usually present itself until they hit puberty. So we had never seen it before. Just one day, she turned 13, and it started.
Okay, so not only is she allergic to water, but you said in your text that she's also allergic to sweat. So she can't even rinse off her sweat with water because it just would make it everything worse.
Right.
So can she use Coke Zero?
I don't know. She's never tried it.
Well, give it a shot.
Treat her like a coach, bathe her in Gatorade.
She just won a title?
Every day.
Man.
Yeah. Oh. Some people have it really bad. Like, they turn blister red.
Yeah. Well, we're praying for her, and we're thinking about her. And maybe some doctor hears something on the air about this. We'll forward the information to you that maybe she does grow out of it. Maybe there's some other cure.
I do wonder if Dr. Dan from Dr. Dan Chicago is listening right now, because I know that you can give yourself Botox or get Botox to reduce some of the sweating. So I'm curious that maybe when she gets older, if she can get Botox to kind of eliminate the sweating so she breaks out less.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Jeez.
Maybe.
Poor girl.
Well, thanks, Chrissy, for being open, honest, and sharing that this morning.
All right. No problem.
You have a good one. What are you allergic to, and what happens when you come across that thing? 312-591-8300.
I'm not a parent, but that's got to be really tough to have a kid and have all those type of, reactions.
Almost blame yourself. It's bad enough being a kid and having all those hormones going on. And then you got to worry about that?
Jeez.
That's terrible. Check in with us and let us know what your allergy is. It's Brian and Justin on Q101.
Brian and Justin in the morning and Chicago's alternative all day.
Q101.
We're talking allergies. It's Brian and Justin on Q101 because a local mom invented this app to help people when they go to restaurants to figure out what you might be allergic to. So it's saving lives, really. A lot of people checking in. And the text line, even vendor Tim in Naperville, I'm allergic to all grass. And no, Justin, not your grass, real grass.
Oh.
I break out in the hives and I get scabby rashes all over my body. In the summer, I lock myself in the basement because when the wind picks up, it gives me reactions to the grass blowing into him.
Oh, that sucks.
This is, man.
It's that time of the year, too.
I know. Everybody's got something going on. Nicole, checking in from the region. Nicole, ahoy.
Ahoy, how are you?
Wonderful. What are you allergic to and what happens?
Well, I'm allergic to shellfish. And I found out on a first date when I was 23, hadn't had it before until I was 23 years old, ordered shrimp Alfredo, had an anaphylactic shock. And basically my throat closed. The gentleman I was with took me to the hospital and never called me again.
Wait a minute. He just dropped you off? He kicked you out and then took off?
Pretty much.
I don't think he stopped the car. I think he just started opening the door, roll.
Tuck and roll.
Yeah.
Tuck and roll.
Shuck and roll.
Something weird's happening to your face. Get away from me.
Oh, man.
Pretty much. Your eyes are swollen. What's the matter with you? You look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Imagine the story that he tells.
Right. I'm sure it's something close to it. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Oh, that's so rough.
Oh, God.
Now it's funny. I've been married for almost 20 years now, but prior to it,
You should try shrimp again and surprise your husband.
Yeah, no, he knows.
Oh, bummer. Look what you did to me.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q 101.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
We're talking about your allergies, what you're allergic to, and what happens when that comes across you, whatever that thing is. It's Brian and Justin on Q101. A local mom invented this app called Spoken, and it helps you when you go to restaurants figure out if you're allergic to something they're serving. So it's pretty awesome, saving lives. Make sure you go download that. Chris is checking in from Wheaton. Chris, ahoy.
Ahoy.
What are you allergic to and what happens?
So I'm allergic to salt water. It burns my skin. It looks like a rash. So I can't go stick my foot in the ocean. I can't work at a pet store that sells fish. but I also suffer from dry eye. And what a lot of people don't realize is that when you have dry eye, to compensate, your body makes them tear up more. And if you didn't know, human tears are made of salt water.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So when I have a flare-up, it burns the skin around my eyes. Oh. So it looks like I've got some kind of, like, horrible infection or whatever.
Jeez.
My eyelids and, like, the area around them is all, like, rashy looking.
So does it happen when you cut onions, too?
I don't cut onions.
That's sad that onions are out of your life. That's terrible.
Well, I didn't say that. This is not the one cutting them.
Yeah.
Well, Justin, make him cry. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, please don't make me cry.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLaughlin. Please say you'll be the answer for an innocent animal who's suffering right now. An animal who needs your help.
Is he crying yet?
Is this working, Chris?
Go online and join.
See, but if you make me laugh hard enough, then my eyes will water from laughing. So, you know.
Okay, how about this video of a soldier coming home meeting his son at middle school?
Don't do that. That's not fair. That ain't fair. It's Brian and Justin on Q101. Thank you, Chris, for checking in. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Octavia's coming in and says that some people, he works as a restaurant, and we're talking about this app helping people when they go there to figure out what they're allergic to. Octavio, ahoy.
Ahoy. Hey, guys. So I am a server, and I have noticed that about 30% of my guests, when they say they have allergies, it's not a real allergy. It's more of a dietary restriction or preference, because most of the time when they do order food and I tell them they can't have that, they somehow magically get better and their allergy goes away and they ain't gonna enjoy the food. You know, like the gluten allergy is one of the most common ones that we get, that they say they're allergic to it. And once we mention they can't have that dish, they're getting miraculously better. Like I'll have people, we have handmade flour tortillas. They'll eat a half a pound of those flour tortillas, even though they're gluten allergy, you know? To me as a server, sometimes it's hard to believe people because of people like that.
Yeah.
And like if I had a friend that was lying about their allergy, I would honestly beat them with a stick in an alley because, you know. It's the truth because essentially you're messing with people's livelihood, you know. You got a bunch of people running around trying to modify a dish that doesn't need to be modified. And the other thing is, like, you're going to a restaurant to try this chef's special cuisine, and you're, like, ruining it by modifying it to your specific taste.
So you beat him in the stick with an alley.
Yeah, in the back of an alley. Why not?
Oh, my goodness. What happened to your face? Did you eat something you're allergic to? Nah, Octavio got me with the stick in the alley again.
Yeah, what's wrong with you allergic to that?
Oh, my gosh.
Come to find out, I'm allergic to stick.
Yeah. Thank you, Octavio. Appreciate you. It's Brian and Justin.
It leaves these bruises and welts all over my body.
It's Q101.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
Last look at your headlines from Brian and Justin's newsman, Gil Curtis.
This is not headline news. Chevy announced they're going to stop making the Camaro. When asked to comment, Camaro fans wiped marinara sauce from their pit-stained wife beater, doused themselves in Axe body spray, and sadly began belting out Living on a Prayer. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife welcomed their third child. Instead of baby wipes, they'll use Meta stocks.
Oh!
According to a new study, smelling other people's body odor could reduce social anxiety. It could also mean you're spending too much time with an Uber driver. And today is Viagra Day. If you don't take Viagra and still want to celebrate your impotence, feel free to visit your local Porsche dealer.
Okay.
This is not Headline News.
Brian and Justin, mornings
on Q101.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.